morning. Don't start that again.
That's pretty good.
No, you sound like a goose.
Dude, they can open doors. The raptors can open doors, bro. It's scary.
Like, you stupid-ass dinosaur. You know, I see a raptor, I'm punching him right in the face. He's not going to do nothing. I'm going to whoop that raptor's ass.
It's not a shark. It's not a shark. You don't punch it in the nose and it runs away.
I'm going to choke out a raptor. Bring back the dinosaurs. I ain't scared. You think I'm scared of the little T-Rex? Guy can't even clap his hands. You think I'm going to be scared of that? Come on now.
You know how famous he would be if you rear naked choked out a velociraptor?
Little bitch dinosaur, that's what I say, little bitch.
Little arms.
Choking him up. You know, and now too, like, they've told us that, like, our perception of dinosaurs is pretty much, it's been wrong. Like, they're covered in feathers. You think I'm going to be scared of a big chicken? Come on now. Come on, get out of here, chicken. Choke you out, you little bitch.
See the claws on that thing, dude?
Yeah. You know what I'd do? I would straight up, I'd jump up on his face, I'd poke him in the eyes, and I'd choke him out. That's what I'd do.
You're like a child, like you like plan it out, like it's gonna happen exactly like the way you think it's gonna happen.
Yeah. I'm gonna grab by his tail
and then I'm gonna do this and whip him around like Mario.
Exactly. Little bitch dinosaur, that's what I say.
You're going to end up looking like the kid in the beginning of the movie. You know, when he takes the claw and goes across the stomach, that kid's face. That's what you're going to look like.
That's what I'm going to look like? No. That's what that dinosaur is going to look like, little bitch dinosaur. That's what
right.
When I murder him.
I wish they were alive.
Yeah, me too. Bring it on. No, let's bring them back. I don't care how many people die. Let's bring back the dinosaur so I can show you. I'm going to choke out that dinosaur.
What's it going to be? The rumble in the jungle.
Yeah.
Rock versus a raptor.
It's done. No, whoop its ass.
Sold out tickets just to watch.
You know, he's going to sound like, when I'm punching him in the gut. Anyway.
So stupid.
So dumb. This has been the dumbest show ever, and we're just going to keep it going. Folks, it's time for your morning dump. Let's get to it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Oh, good. The delay's back. Exciting. We'll make it work.
All the kids are going to school.
All the kids are logging in right now. Your wife is just streaming gigabytes of porn. It's insane. Terabytes.
Hey, calm down up there.
Walmart has
it's Morse code.
Wait, she's trying to tell me something. Walmart has officially launched the drone delivery program. With Amazon already in the drone delivery game, it looks like we could have two giant companies with delivery robots in the skies. Hunter, you brought up a really good point, and I never thought about this. The noise that would come if we had a bunch of drones running around. Now, unless they go up high enough, but I don't see that happening.
See, the thing is, how are you going to get the package down low then? It is a problem. That's why you don't see it. The technology's there. Honestly, it could be really scary right now. You could go outside, look up into the sky, and drones flying everywhere. But they can't and they won't because it's too loud. Even the smaller one I have is loud.
Yeah.
It gets close to you. I don't know. You're going to have to figure that out.
What I'm surprised
Here's what I think.
Why don't they do cars?
I think I got an answer. Yeah, they're working on that. I think weren't they going to do the manless delivery car where it's just see here's what it is. Here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And you got to have a bunch of like bases, right? So you go pick up your package at a certain location. They have a bunch of them everywhere. There's a bunch of them in town, and it's drone safe. So the drones land on it. They drop your package off. Same day delivery. You just got to go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose of having it delivered to your house, but I mean, you just can't right now.
I just don't see it until they make drones quiet, which it's pretty much impossible because of the spinning propellers, right? Like there's no way to make that silent. Am I wrong on that?
You are kind of wrong on it. The military has a thing where it's like a dual propeller. And like, because what the sound is it breaking the sound barrier. But there's like a dual propeller or something that like cancels out each, I don't know, it's like offset or something. And it makes it really quiet, a lot quieter than, you know, what they are now.
Man,
so maybe.
I don't know how I feel about just having our skies full of drones flying around. Imagine the nighttime, too, when we're trying to look at the stars, and instead we see all these drones flying around, people getting deliveries and whatnot. I don't know. I just seem, it seems like it'd be so hard to regulate. I mean, airspace right now, like, they do not take airspace lightly, all right? If you've ever talked to anybody, I mean, it's...
Trust me.
It's insane. Well, you know exactly. And so now we're just going to have all of these drones flying around. I don't think it's viable. I really don't think it's a viable solution. I think something more viable is self-driving electric cars that, you know, stuff gets put in the trunk. It goes to your car or goes to your house. You go pick it up out of the trunk and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think people just need to be happy with the damn two-day delivery. It's amazing stuff.
And that's a very good point, Hunter. I mean, and even one-day delivery, there's certain things that I can get same day.
Dude, it's amazing.
And we're like, nah. I want an effing robot flying through the sky to bring it to me. Yeah.
Jesus. Here's what we need to be focused on. Here's what we focus on. The Orchards Mall over there in Benton Harbor?
Yeah.
We turn that into an Amazon factory.
Oh, don't
Creates jobs.
Me. Don't
Dude, I'm telling you, you can order something, you get it in like 2 hours, an hour.
That would be amazing. I'd be totally fine with that. I'd be totally
perfect
fine.
Spot for it.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Close to the highway. I think they should. I think they should. Not to mention,
brilliant.
They could fix all the potholes in there that have caused so much damage to my truck's alignment. It's insane.
I mean, there are a lot of potholes that might bankrupt Jeff Bezos, but...
Jeff
it's
Bezos is no longer the richest man in the world because
of Ben Arbor.
Because of the potholes there at Orchards Mall. He's just sitting there in his office shaking his head like, how?
What happened?
I had $60 billion and it's gone. How many potholes were there?
A lot. There were a lot.
So we'll see. But anyway, lastly, if you're looking to spend your time and days chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool in Bel Air, you can do that because the Fresh Prince House is up for grabs. Airbnb, not for sale.
Yeah, there you go. Airbnb, right?
Yep. Yeah, so you can actually rent out. They'll be available to stay for just $30 a night.
There's no way.
$30
I read
a night.
That, too. There's no way. There's no way it's $30 a night to stay. I'd stay there every day.
Yeah. Yeah. You could live like a king, or I'm sorry, you could live like a prince, a fresh prince.
There you go.
Booking starts September 29th, and there are 5 one-night stays available in October as well. So,
dude, there's no way it's $30 a night. Come on. Let's size this up a little bit. Why is it $30 a night?
I don't know. Maybe because you just get like one room. Do you get the whole mansion or what?
Even if one room, I think it'd be more than $30 a night.
It's a piece of cultural history, really, when you look at it. So I don't know, but that sounds pretty cool. Does the
they're really undercutting themselves? I think. Like there's one guy in the back, like, hey man, I think we could bump it up a little bit.
Maybe $50? No, I don't know. We set it at $30. That's it. Maybe that's like that's '90s Bel Air prices.
30 years.
That's the 90s Bel Air prices for hotel rooms, maybe. Maybe that's what they're doing.
God.
I don't know. But there you go. So we got drones and we got the Fresh Prince. That's your morning dump. We'll be back. Stick around.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock